You are listening to the sixth episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. 12 internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short texts, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This story was written by the Brazilian novelist Luiza Geisler. It was read by actor Clifford Samuel. Luiza Geisler was selected by Granta magazine as one of the best young Brazilian novelists in 2012. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg. I step forward. When I was a child, I threw up whenever I went to the Mercado Publico de Porto Alegre. It stinks, really stinks. I stepped slowly. My child self was sure that my lungs were too puny. Our science teacher had told us about shrinking lung syndrome, lungs that were small, airless. I would breathe deeply to capacity, but I was certain there was still space in there. More could fit. Each of the vendor stalls at the public market stinks, really stinks. Stinks of salt cod, air-dried meat, shrimp, sharky, stinks to the shrieks of vendors. The neoclassical structure is the same as it was in my childhood, I think. Though the paint peels in places, it is the same rosy hue, antique and dirty. My father would tell me to breathe. He would say, "You won't ever be a real man if you can't even control your breath." He'd insist that I relax. He'd place his hands on my shoulders and do a kind of meditation exercise. That didn't really work. After, I wanted to vomit, like when I returned home from the public market. My mother used to argue with him afterwards. She'd curse him out. "Who do you think you are? Saying that to him, treating him like that. And what will it do to his personality?" I trudge along. In general, the vendor stalls don't display names, but they do have a disarray of numbers. Vendor number 43 is next to Our Lady of Aparecida, which is next to number 21. And at the corner, there is a Temaki sushi restaurant. A female vendor hawks Our Lord of Bongfing amulets. They will bring you luck. I could really use some luck now. Strange to think how long since I last saw my father. I all but take a breath and hold up because of the smell. At 15, I was so dedicated to drawing in air in that I never exhaled. I nearly suffocated. And my mother took me to the doctor. I even took tests. The doctor stared at my chest x-ray, shrugged his shoulders. There was nothing there. If I wasn't getting enough airflow, he said, the reasons were psychological. I stopped before a table of organic, natural whole grain products, etc. A tree-hugging shop for people who make homemade yogurt that they eat with granola. I need to keep walking. To stand still at the public market makes me an easy target for pickpockets. I need to climb the stairs. My father has set a time for us to meet in a vegetarian restaurant on the second floor. I place one foot in front of the other and pretty much drag myself forward. My therapist always smiled a lot. He would ask me to draw a person. I doodled a cartoon character, crazy haired. The smell of crayons would calm me. I would say, "It isn't anybody." Yes, I was sure. The doctor scribbled something, mumbled and scribbled more. My parents separated after that, and the therapist wanted to know how I felt. I had no idea. The noisy steps of the metal staircase take me to the second floor, which stinks more than the first. On the second floor, there are only restaurants, crafts, and souvenir vendors, and some offices. There is a sort of balcony with a view to the first floor, to the interior of the public market. It stinks even more. While I tread slower and slower toward the stench of the vegetarian restaurant that my father chose, I ask myself why it stinks more. More fish? More humidity? Unable to find an explanation, I stop for a moment. Holding my breath, again I move forward. The therapist liked to talk about my father. Asked a lot about my father, my clothes. He showed me dolls and asked about them over and over. Asked if I thought I might have blocked something. Was I in denial about something? Once again, I had no idea. I don't know if it was the therapy, but I was able to breathe well for quite some time. I enter the restaurant, look inside, searching for my dad. He's seated there, messing with his mobile and doesn't see me. I inhale. Everything stinks, especially that restaurant. And then my father lifts his head and sees me. When he beckons, I feel it again. Where did the air go? For the first time in a long time, I am certain that my lungs are too small for this much air. Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.